Are you tired of spending countless hours in the kitchen every week trying to figure out what to make and constantly overspending on takeout? My guide, Well Prepped, is here to revolutionize your mealtime routine by offering you the perfect solution. Prep once, cook twice, and enjoy delicious, macro-friendly meals all week long. The food struggle is real. You want to eat well-balanced meals that taste good. You want to make most of your meals at home, but don't want to be a slave to your kitchen. You know you should be eating more protein, but don't know how in the world to get it in. You're overwhelmed with just choosing a recipe you have saved, so you end up getting takeout again. Insert Well Prepped, a guide I created to take the guesswork out of efficiently making delicious, macro-friendly meals. This guide provides you with 8 weeks of recipes. Each week, you'll prep once for 30 minutes, cook twice, and then enjoy eating all week. That's right, the two recipes will make you a total of 6 meals. I even made Instacart links for all the weekly groceries you'll need so you don't even need to think about grocery shopping. I'm all about saving time, money, and mental energy when it comes to feeding my family healthy meals, and now I get to share that with you. Grab your copy of Well Prepped at aishazaza.com. And from my kitchen to yours, cheers to eating well and being well prepped. Welcome to the Mindset Mile podcast, the show that'll leave you empowered to take action towards becoming the turned up version of your already awesome self. I'm your host, Aisha Zaza, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the Mindset Mile podcast. Today, I want to give you a simple blueprint to getting into the best shape you've ever been in. And I mean that. Some of these things will probably not be the first time you're hearing them, and they most certainly are not mind-blowing in the way that they aren't going to reveal secrets that you don't know about. I promise you that. But they will be mind-blowing in their simplicity and the way that the best things that you can do for yourself and how getting into the best shape of your life doesn't require you to reinvent the wheel or keep searching for something that you don't probably already know. These are honestly the things that I live by and I keep as priority, which have kept me in shape through 2 pregnancies. And I've also gotten into the best shape of my life after having kids, living by these things. Okay, so let's jump right in. The first is going to be very obvious. This is exercise. There are so many ways in which you can enjoy different forms of exercise, but I'm going to tell you something. The best thing that you can do for your body is to strength train, period. I'm talking about lifting weights, okay? And this doesn't mean that you need to be a competitive bodybuilder, but I'm talking about using progressive overload and following a program where you're gradually adding weights to your lifts over the course of several weeks and months, okay? This is how you build strength. It's how you tone and how you look like you work out. I think we've gotten past the mindset that lifting heavy weights makes you big or bulky, but in case that is still a fear of yours, I want to assure you that it won't. You would need to be lifting an insane amount of weight while also eating in a huge calorie surplus for an extended period of time to seriously bulk, okay? Now, a perk of strength training is looking toned, but it truly is the single best thing that you can do for your body's function and longevity. As I've mentioned before in other podcasts, your muscle mass starts to naturally decrease with age. So it is an uphill battle as you get older. Don't let that discourage you. You can start wherever you are and start lifting weights. And then in addition to lifting weights, I wanted to tread carefully when I mentioned the C word, cardio. Only doing cardio is not, it's not going to get you what you want out of it. I promise you, okay? It's not going to serve you if that is the only thing that you're doing, especially if your goal is to look like you work out and have a strong, lean body. But light to medium cardio for 20 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week is great for your heart health, for your mental health. It will help burn body fat. There are tons of benefits. Okay. But in order to be strong and to gain muscle, you do have to lift weights. Okay. So the 20 minutes of moving cardio, or I'm sorry, of doing cardio, it doesn't need to be intense, right? You can go on a walk. Walking is easily the most underrated form of cardio. The main reason why I even wanted to include mentioning cardio is to encourage you to just move your body. Just get your steps in. It's so important. It's more important than feeling like you need to bust your ass on the Stairmaster or hang out on an elliptical machine for an hour. Unless you absolutely love that or you want to, but I'm just taking the pressure off that you don't need to live there in order to get into great shape. Okay. The second thing is recovery. Knowing that rest and recovery is productive is the real flex, my friends. It's the real flex. There are ways in which I prioritize recovery, and these are not in order of importance, but I do want to list them out. Okay. So to me, they are all important, and they're the following: sleep, hydration, food, body work, supplements, and rest days. Okay. So I'm going to elaborate on each of these. Sleep. I freaking love sleeping. Okay. Think of your body as a battery. If you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night, you're already starting the day behind by not being fully charged when you wake up, okay? And as the day goes on, we use up our battery to get everything that needs to get done. And sometimes you find yourself at the end of the day with more juice left than others. But depending on what you do for work, if you have very like physical work, or if you have kids or a family to care for, if you put your body under stress via exercise, depending on your mental load, et cetera. Okay. I know how tempting it can be to eat into what should be your sleep time to get work done or online shop or binge a few episodes of the show you're on or do whatever else you do at the end of a long day. But please do not kid yourself into thinking that you need hours after the end of the day to wind down. Okay. It's so much more valuable to get an extra hour or 45 minutes of sleep by going to bed early. It is just much more effective for your energy and for your body. Not to mention your hormones regulate and your body repairs while it's resting at night, okay? And hormone health affects absolutely everything. It's so important to prioritize sleep in terms of being in the best shape of your life. It's going to serve you big time. One of my top priorities when it comes to health, fitness, and recovery is staying hydrated. Water is literally life, and when you're well hydrated, you can tell the difference it makes everywhere in your life. And if you're like me, you want to know that you're drinking the safest, cleanest, and best water possible. Especially now with having kids, I take our drinking water seriously, which is why I use the AquaTrue purifier. You guys, this thing is amazing. It's a countertop water purifier that uses a 4-step osmosis purification process, and it removes 15 times more contaminants than any other water pitcher filter. It has been a great installation-free option for us, but they also make higher capacity under sink options. AquaTrue technology has been tested to remove harmful water contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, nitrate, and PFAS, which are also known as forever chemicals. And I love that the filter doesn't need to be frequently changed. They last anywhere between 6 and 12 months, as opposed to the usual 2 to 3 month timeframe. As a Mindset Mile listener, you can get 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com and use the code MindsetMile at checkout to get 20% off. That's AquaTrue, AquaTrue.com, and use code MindsetMile at checkout to get 20% off. If you can spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away and read labels like it's your job, congrats, you're a skeptic. And in this day and age, you really have to be with all the tricky and false marketing big companies use to get you to buy their product. And Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. Did you know that 97% of women ages 19 through 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet? And based on a clinical study, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 and Up multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43%. I especially love that the company is a B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 and Up is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mindsetmile. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 and Up multivitamin to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mindsetmile for 20% off. Hydration. Okay, that was one of my other points. I aim to drink at least 100 ounces of water a day. This is equal to about 3 of the big water bottles I have with me throughout the day. And I would just rather fill that thing 3 times than refill a water glass like 10 times a day. But honestly, there is no wrong way to drink your water. But being hydrated is going to help your digestive system, your muscle recovery. It's going to help your skin, your brain fog. It's going to help you feel full longer. The list goes on. Drink your water. Body work. So on average, I get body work done about every 2 to 3 weeks. And if you follow me on Instagram, I do post usually when I go there. It's a place in Santa Barbara called Procovery. And what that body work session entails is e-stimulation, cupping, stretching, massage, scraping, compression boots, the whole works. I absolutely love everything that they offer there. I walk out feeling like a completely new person. But I also love and practice heat and cold therapy, stretching, foam rolling. I have a hyper ice gun I use at the end of the night. And when needed, I do go to a chiropractor. Okay. So I'm all about working hard and recovering harder. Your body needs it. Supplements. I can't tell you what your specific supplement needs are, but I can encourage you to go do blood work that can show you what you need exactly. But I can tell you also that most humans, even healthy ones, are deficient in vitamin D, zinc, and magnesium. Okay, so those are kind of bare minimum. And at the very least, I'd also recommend using a multivitamin. And if you do work out and lift heavy or do any type of strenuous exercise, taking magnesium threonate helps so much with delayed onset muscle soreness, and it helps you recover quicker. So there's a few different forms of magnesium, and they all kind of serve slightly different purposes, but magnesium threonate is great for muscle recovery. Creatine is also an excellent supplement across the board for men and women. And again, no, it is not a supplement for only bodybuilders. And then rest days, okay, full rest days. If you think that you need to go big or go home 7 days a week at the gym, you're probably treading on an unhealthy relationship with exercise or your body, okay? All of the hard work that you're doing needs to be coupled with rest days so your body can recover and rebuild. On rest days, you can still take a walk. Hey, I'm not saying lay in bed, just sleep all day. But there should be no guilt around taking 1, 2, or even like 3 full rest days per week. I promise you will see it's actually very productive for your body. Okay, moving on to my next tip, because those were all my sub tips for recovery. My third tip to taking a holistic approach to fitness has to do with your mental, okay? There's so much that this can encompass, but the big ones for me are not consuming news media, or much, I should say, doing periodical social media audits, and making sure that I'm following people and accounts that I genuinely love and are either educational, inspirational, humorous, or people that I know personally and care to keep up with. And if an account doesn't fall into one of those categories, I do not have the mental space to keep up with it, and neither should you. And then feeding your mental fitness with things that are enriching, okay? Be it books or podcasts, just be super mindful of what you're consuming mentally and how it is that you're talking to yourself. If you want to stay motivated and encouraged, then it's going to be really hard to do that if you're constantly telling yourself that you're not far enough along or that you're incapable or not worthy or that you're a failure. You've heard me say this a million times before, but to build consistency, you've got to learn to love the process. Focus on how movement or energy makes you feel instead of constantly focusing on a finish line that you keep moving farther and farther away the closer that you get to it. There's something about not wanting something so desperately that will attract more of the results that you're chasing down so obsessively. Okay. It's just like a universe thing. Stop obsessing over it so much. You can work hard towards it, but don't want it so freaking bad that you bypass the process. Okay. Fall in love with the process and you'll get there. My next tip to a holistic approach to getting in the best shape of your life is becoming an expert with protecting your time. So when you overschedule and commit to things that you don't fully want to do or fully align with your main values and priorities, then you're going to find yourself really frustrated with having little or no time to do the things that you actually want to be doing. Some people need to scale back on this more than others, and it might feel impossible standing where you're at right now because you're like, what do I possibly take off my plate? But that's only something you can answer. But I promise there's probably some ways in which you're spending your time that are wasting it or that is taking away from leaving some open time to just play and do things that bring you joy. It might sound crazy to have extra time to just play, but it is possible. And a little goes a long way. So just a really small example here. The one way that I like to play is by doing gymnastics type stuff at the gym. And every once in a while, I'll just stay for an extra 10 minutes to do handstands or handstand practice. It really doesn't need to be a huge amount of time, but doing little things that spark joy and fill your cup in a major way are so important. If you can tune into these things, it will be the difference of fitness being a phase of your life that you're working in right now to being a lifestyle. And the lifestyle is where it is at, because that is when you are in the best shape of your life, because there is no oscillating between working out for my summer bod and then letting it go the rest of the year. Like, it's just a lifestyle where you treat all of it equally, okay? I really, really hope that this serves you, because it's not just a one lane highway when it comes to fitness and being in good shape. It really is all of these things combined. If you love this episode, please tag me on social media at Aisha Zaza. Send it to a friend too who might need to hear this message. I cannot wait to see you next week. And until then, make it a great day.